There is an effort right here in our area locally to help people out in times of grief, and we wanted to share that story with you here at Carroll Broadcasting. We're happy to have with us Rob and Meg Rizelman, and the benefit you guys are starting, Rob and Meg, is called Stables for Jed. First of all, let's explain what Stables for Jed is. Why is this happening?
Almost 2 years ago, we lost our son, Jed. He was 4 years old. And we were kind of at a standstill. We didn't know where to go, what to do, how we were going to use this and run to help other people. One evening, sitting around our table, it was my immediate family and my brother and sister, and Stables for Jed was established. It was, this is what we know horses, and we're going to use it to our advantage, and we're going to help others.
And again, it was all in a way of dealing with grief, because you found out, Rob, that there was just no other outlets to help with that.
There are outlets out there. I mean, there's different varieties of therapy. This seemed to work the best for us. It's not saying this is going to work for everybody, but as I said, there's a lot of tools out there, and the more tools, the better for our area.
Now, as parents, of course, it's unimaginable what you guys went through. Talk about Jed a little bit. What kind of a little boy was he?
He was awesome. He was a true gift from God. He was fun, loving. He lit up a room, every room he walked into. He was just a ball of energy.
I think he was the kid everybody wanted. Even as parents, that's the kid that you wish you had. I think he was everybody's favorite when he entered that room, whether it was my sister's house. I mean, all of us would walk in and it was, oh, where's Jed? Or if it was my brother's boat shed, oh, where's Jed? And let's go get M&Ms. I mean, that kid, everybody gravitated towards. He was amazing.
Now, horses were a big part of his life. He loved horses.
Loved horses. He was on horses before he could walk. In fact, each of my kids were on horses before they could walk. And Jed's always been on a horse. And the summer that he passed, we spent every day on a horse. Him, Liv, and me went riding all the time. I mean, that was just a huge part of what he loved.
So that was kind of the natural tie-in, is how you help people get over this grief is by using horse therapy. I mean, how long did it take for you guys to develop this whole idea?
Well, we tried traditional therapy. And yes, there's lots of different avenues that you can go to for traditional therapy. Jack went to a therapist. I went to a therapist. We did some family sessions. It just doesn't feel natural. And for us, we're very hands-on, I would say, in every aspect of our life. So going to a hospital and doing outpatient therapy was just not for us. And so we took it on ourselves as to, what are we going to do as a family to get better? And how are we going to help others? Because we're more about giving back than just ourselves. So it's kind of been not just about us. It's about anybody else that we can do.
How long did it take you guys to come up with this idea of Stables for Jed?
One evening. It was literally one evening of us sitting around a kitchen table like we do every day with my family. And we said, this is a huge part of our life. What are we going to do? Like, we're not going to forget about Jed, but what are we going to do with it? And my brother's big into horses. My sister and I, we've all been raised on horses. And we kind of just took the idea and went and ran with it, I would say.
Yeah. When her dad passed the year before Jed, was it the next day? And I don't know when it was, but it was really close. Everybody was just struggling. And Dave just came up and goes,
let's go ride
a horse ride. And we all just saddled up. Nobody even talked. Like, we just saddled up horses. We got on horses and we went for a horse ride. I mean, you could have dropped a pin on the conversation, or you could hear the horses walking on the gravel. I mean, nobody talked. And it was just therapeutic almost for everybody involved.
But I think that's what we did as kids too. When we went through something that was rough, my dad always grabbed us and said, let's go. And we didn't have to talk. We just knew that was our time to kind of decompress.
What is it about horses that make you feel that way? What is special about that?
Well, I've been around them my entire life. They're calming. They're big animals, but they have a great spirit. They're calm. They're relaxing.
They can truly feed off your emotions. I've learned that a couple times.
Yeah. So Rob didn't like horses initially when we first got married at all. And so that was a huge adjustment for him being involved in my family, where that's what we did on the weekends, is we rode horses. And he was like, I don't like this. This is not my thing. And so, yeah, over the years, he's gotten used to it. And they definitely do feed off your energy. If you are not in the mood for it, they know.
So it's not for everybody, I would assume, therapy like this. But a lot of the people that maybe even haven't been around horses just naturally gravitate towards them, don't they?
Yeah. I would definitely agree with that. This isn't going to be an avenue that every person is going to gravitate towards and say, that's what I need. That's going to be my solve-all. And it's not our solve-all. This isn't going to heal and fix us completely. Never will, never, never will. This is just another avenue for people who have experienced some sort of grief to work through.
I think the horse, working with the horses is more, you can talk to somebody who will listen, and you don't have, they don't have to have responses. They can feel and translate your emotions into them and back and forth. And it, I think it's more for kids dealing with adult emotions rather than, you know, adults coming. I feel like it could help a lot more of the youth that have dealt with loss of a friend, loss of a classmate, loss of, you know, the school kind of ages.
Well, grief encompasses so many things. It's not just loss of a loved one. I mean, grief, you can have grief over finances. You can have grief over a divorce. Grief
loss
over
the job.
Friendship. I mean, it doesn't have to be as significant as what we are going through, but it definitely has helped us. It has helped Liv tremendously that she gravitates to horses, and we'll find her down by them very often, you know, feeding them, being around them. So yeah.
What was the next step you guys pursued to get this ball rolling?
I guess I started talking to a lawyer and getting the paperwork going. And then we got all the paperwork done, and we just kind of sat on it. And we're like, man, this is a lot. We don't, you know, we're not attention seeking people. We like to just stay on our little 3 miles and, you know, disappear from the world. And we kind of set out some feelers on Facebook.
Quietly. Like, it was very...
more of like people, like close friends maybe, yep. Businesses, like, hey, what do you think of this? And everybody thought it was great. And then...
We sat on it.
And we sat on it again.
For a really long time. People know my family. My dad has always been in the public. My brother's been always in the public. We are not. No. We have never been those people. And even doing this interview and being here is like... Well, like, I just know that it's going to bring attention to us, and we're not those people. And so we sat on it for an incredibly long time.
Yeah.
And then the end of November.
Giving Tuesday or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like there's a big day that like everybody
or
gravitates toward, you know, giving to foundations. I had a dear friend of mine who I've worked with before posted on Facebook, and I thought we were going to come out of our skin. We were like, we aren't ready. And that was the launch. That was the huge launch. And it's been going ever since. And if she hadn't done that, I don't think we would still be out.
Now, you guys can't possibly put all this stuff together by yourselves. You're working with professionals, correct?
Yep. So the lawyer that we have has done all of our official 501c3 paperwork. We are legit. All of our ground is surveyed off into the stables. We have board members. I mean, everything that we need to be legit is legit.
And again, you'll also be working with professional therapists as they bring their clients in.
Yes.
So that was one of the pieces that we thought would be the hardest, is finding a therapist. And we've actually had quite a few actually reach out to us. And so we already have some good avenues that we're looking at. But again, the facility needs to be up before we officially, you know, announce this person or that job or whatever. Once it's up, yes, we have the therapist kind of lined up, kind of that we're thinking, and kind of a game plan as far as horse handler, secretary, that kind of stuff to keep the day-to-day job going.
Well, that's where we kind of come in with all of this, that you're asking for the public's help, asking for donations. You guys have special events that you're going to be putting on. Talk about where people can find more information about this and possibly donate.
You can go to our website at stablesforjed.com. We have a Facebook page, Stables for Jed.
Email. We have email, stablesforjed@gmail.com, and we have a Venmo account, Stables for Jed. I mean, you can find us on all of those things, and it's all Stables for Jed. Lots of public donations have come in through Venmo. On our website, we have our address if they wanted to mail in checks. The public has been really great. We've met a lot of really cool people. We've heard a lot of really neat stories, and it's kind of amazing when you kind of get into this world how many other people have experienced something similar.
Sometimes the stories are more interesting than the donations. I mean, they'll write you a page paper of why they're donating, and you hate to see
it. You have a love-hate relationship for the entire thing, because it's a very neat impact that you're going to make, but yet you hate seeing other people struggle.
How close are you guys to having this fulfilled?
We are roughly 70% raised. So the building itself is going to take $500,000 to build. So we are really pretty darn close for not being open to public that long. We'd like to have an additional, I would say $100,000 for that first year of operating costs, just to kind of help with salaries and upkeep and just kind of getting your feet wet with really learning the ropes of it. Because it is going to be a brand new experience and making sure that it's operational.
You guys have also had fundraisers. You're putting on a golf tournament and other things like that. What can people look forward in that area?
Well, like August 5th, we're going to have a golf fundraiser at Majestic Hills in Denison. And there'll be a live and silent auction and meal and for your river band that night to finish off the night.
So just really, it's spreading the word, getting people to show up, people to attend the supper, attend the auction, and just kind of continue to spread the word throughout the community. Because yes, we're close to Carroll and people know of it, but a lot of people don't. So it's just really getting that word to come out and know what we're really about and what we're trying to do.
And again, I assume you guys have Facebook pages, websites, all that stuff set up?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. We have all of that set up. Stables for Jed on Facebook, stablesforjed.com on the internet. All of our story and information is on there. All the ways that you can donate are on our website.
And we try to keep updating on our Facebook page what's going on, and what we're working on. And
can see all the pictures there, everything else
going. Keep everybody in the loop.
Yep. And as we start kind of like working on different projects with the stables, we try to update people too. So like just a couple weeks ago, they moved a bunch of dirt to help it settle so that when we do break ground, we're ready to go. And so we try to have pictures so people know exactly what we're working on and where we're at in the process.
Do you guys have a goal for this? I mean, how many people you'd like to try to reach, or just is one enough? What are you looking for?
Small picture would be great is if we have one therapist, one horse handler, and we're busy with that. Big picture would be awesome if we could have multiple therapists, multiple horse handlers on site and keeping people active with a different type of therapy. We've even talked about, if this goes over really well, having a on-site
like a weekend retreat,
an on-site place for people to stay where it's just a community of people who understand, because I think that was one of the areas that we still struggle with is going out in the public. And when you're going through something like that, you don't want to be out in the public. You don't want to be around people, and having that seclusion, but yet that network of people who care, I feel like that could go over really well for people that are experiencing this. So it's just really going to depend on how well it goes over and where we can go with it.
How about for you guys? What has this done for you since you've started this? Has it been therapeutic for you? You're not doing this for yourself, but has it been therapeutic for you?
I think it's, for me, the only way I get to spend time with Jed. So whether it's watering trees or mowing, that's my time.
I think it's a catch-22. It keeps you busy, but yet then you're busy and you're not thinking about Jed when you, I don't know, it moves you forward, but yet is it really moving you forward
there? It's a journey that may not have an end. You just continue to go on that way. So, well, that guys, it's fantastic. And again, you can find it stablesforjed.com. You can find them on Facebook. They've got Venmo. That's Stables for Jed. They would love any support that you can get for them. I would like to take a minute to talk to the kids, if that's okay with you guys. So we're going to move them on in. And first of all, guys, I'm going to have you introduce yourself. Can you introduce yourself?
I'm Liv Rieselman.
And how old are you, Liv?
11.
And?
I'm Jack Rieselman, and I'm 12.
guys, I know it's been hard for you guys too, but horses are a big part of your life. Do you feel like this is really going to help a lot of people out there?
I think so, because horses are very calming.
Yeah, it's just, you can talk to them and you can, like, you can become best friend with them. You're not going to always, your parents aren't going to always take you places to go with friends. And if you have a horse around, you just ride them around by yourself, and it's a good calming strategy for yourself.
What do you guys think about this whole effort of trying to use horses to help kids get over times of grief?
I think they'll like it because you can paint on horses and you can, I think it's calming.
I think it's a good idea.
What does it make you feel like when you're around your horses and things like that? Is it, when you're upset, what does it do for you, Jack?
Really, it's a good calming thing, because if you're upset, the horse feels it and it gets all anxious. So it's really a good calming strategy. So you got to be calm and take a deep breath, and just so the horse doesn't feel it, and just have a good time.
Well, guys, thanks so much for talking to us here this morning. I really appreciate that. And best of luck. We hope that you guys get enough money raised to get this built and have all the folks you can help out there.